The health insurance provider Kaiser Permanente notified customers with maintenance prescriptions this month that they had to fill those prescriptions through the company's own mail-order pharmacy. NWPB's health reporter Rachel Sun spoke with local customers about how that change is affecting them.
Lee Hadwiger is a retired Pullman resident. He's filled his prescriptions at the same local pharmacy for 10 years. Hadwiger, who is 89 and relies on two daily heart medications and a blood thinner, says that's worked well for him.
It's been very good because I can phone in to the pharmacy and within the afternoon, usually they have the drug ready.
Hadwiger recently received a letter from his insurance provider, Kaiser Permanente, saying it would no longer cover prescriptions from his local pharmacy. According to the letter, quote, your plan allows you to fill one prescription for maintenance medication, a prescription you take on a regular basis at a network pharmacy. You will need to obtain your next refill from our mail order pharmacy or a Kaiser Permanente pharmacy, unquote. Hadwiger says he doesn't want to get his medications by mail, but isn't sure if he'll be able to avoid it. The only other option is to drive to the nearest Kaiser pharmacy, a 90-minute trip.
When you get to be a senior, you want to kind of make things simple rather than make things complex.
Hadwiger says he doesn't remember getting any notice of the change in his insurance policy before re-enrolling. He's also unhappy with having to switch from the local pharmacy he's been going to.
Sid's pharmacy that I deal with has been here for years, and this is part of our community. And one of their customers, if they all shift over to their pharmacy, it's going to make a big hole in the business of local pharmacists.
Catherine Jackson, a customer living a few miles outside of Moscow, Idaho, says she also couldn't recall any notification of the change before this month. She checked her patient portal on the company website to be sure.
I didn't want to get upset with them on the phone if they had been notifying me for several months via that portal, but I was really disappointed.
Jackson, who relies on hormone replacement after having her thyroid removed due to cancer, says she's dubious about getting mail order prescriptions at her rural home. Although the plan refills in advance to avoid skip days, some locals who get their prescriptions through the mail have reported delays. The U.S. Postal Service is shorthanded. In a January email, a spokesperson for USPS said they were looking to fill as many as 1,000 positions in Washington and several hundred in Idaho. According to a statement from Kaiser, 97% of refill prescriptions in central and eastern Washington are delivered within 2 to 3 days. Kaiser declined to respond to follow-up questions about how many customers are affected or whether they were notified prior to the change. Jackson says even if there aren't delays, getting medications delivered by mail isn't her first choice. On several occasions, she's found her mailbox left open and mail strewn across the road.
One time was a legal letter to one of my sons, and it was in the ditch for several months getting wet. So I prefer picking up at Safeway, but I guess now that's not an option for me.
She says if she'd known about the policy change before enrolling, she would have chosen a different provider. Chris Locker is a certified pharmacy technician based in Moscow. Locker says customers are entitled to fill their prescriptions locally if medication deliveries are delayed.
They just need to call a pharmacy where they filled in the past, any pharmacy really, and we can coordinate with the doctor and get them covered.
Locker says there are also some options for customers who are 65 or older or those with disabilities. Medicare Part D must offer a refill option in a customer's region. In Pullman, I'm Rachel Sun.
This report is made possible by the cooperative agreement between NWPB, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.